You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Audible. COVID-19 mortality rates decrease, a UK company announces a controversial human challenge trial, and the virus's spread continues to accelerate across the US. Here's what you should know. COVID-19 patient mortality has dropped since the start of the pandemic across all age and racial groups and for those with underlying conditions, according to two new peer-reviewed studies. It's proof that even if there is no definitive treatment or cure for the disease, doctors are getting better at treating those who are infected. Researchers also think mask wearing may play a role as it reduces the initial dose of virus a patient receives. That said, with a 7.6% chance of mortality, the disease is still high risk. A private company in the UK announced Tuesday a controversial plan for a first-of-its-kind COVID-19 human challenge trial, backed partly by the government. The experiment, which is set to begin in January pending regulatory and ethical approval, will intentionally infect young, healthy people with the virus. Organizers say this could speed up vaccine development. And this week, the national 7-day case average was just under 60,000, marking an increase of about 73% in 5.5 weeks. And yesterday, 10 states recorded their highest number of COVID-19 hospitalizations. These numbers are concerning as many parts of the country enter the colder months, more gatherings move indoors, and the holiday season approaches. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want the latest and greatest in the world of audio, but don't want to toggle between multiple apps? Audible has everything you need all in one place. Whatever your day holds, we're right there with you. Listen to On the Clock with Chris Long while you're getting ready in the morning. Or challenge yourself and the way you think about sports by listening to Game Breaker with Keith Olbermann on your next run. With audiobooks, podcasts, and Audible originals, Audible has choices for whatever you're looking for, wherever you are. The new Audible is your playlist for life. Download the Audible app to get started.